Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitzach of Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Aleph from a Beis by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, Shleisha Dvarim Rav Gamliel Machmer Kedivri Beis Shammai. Rav Gamliel had the following three chumras that he was knowing like Shitas Beis Shammai. Number one, in time the nesacham and the chatchila biyamtiv. We'll discuss each one in the Gemara. Number two, vein zaykvin asamaneir biyamtiv. You can't pick up the candelabra that fell. And number three, vein eifin pitan greets and ela rikikin. You can't bake thick bread, only thin bread. I'm Rabbi Gamliel. Mimayan shall base abel or hayu eifin pitan greets and ela rikikin. I saw, but my father always, they never made thick bread, only thin bread. However, Amru Lai, they said to Rabbi Gamliel, that no, manasa lebeis avicha, shayu machmirin al atzmon, umekilin lekol Yisrael. So what? Your father, they were machmir on themselves, lemaisa, they were makel to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Lios eifim pitin greets and v'chararin. To bake these thicker breads and these other v'chararin and other types of breads and involved, added tircha, still they were makel when it came to others, they were just machmir on themselves. So the Gemara is going to discuss each one of these three chumras. Number one, first we said, is that Rav Gamliel was machmer like Beis Shammai, that you're not allowed to do atmana on Yom Tov with Tzarech Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Hechidami, what's the case? If you put up an Erev Tavshilin, so why would Beis Shammai say that you're not allowed to do atmana? Vidu lo yonachai ruvi Tavshilin, my time at the Beis Hillel. And if you didn't put up an Erev Tavshilin, so it's mashma from the Mishnah that Rav Gamliel was machmer like Beis Shammai not to do atmana. Mashma that Beis Hillel holds its mutter. If you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, so why would Beis Hillel say that it's mutter to do atmana? So says the Gemara, Rav Huna la'ilam eimel achad shalayit nirachay ruvay Tavshilin. Yet, the case is where you did not put up an Erev Tavshilin. So we asked, so then why does Beis Hillel allow atmana? Says Rav Huna, ukedei chayev sharulei Rabbanon. Because the Rabbanon were meiko, that you could do the mamish, the basics that a person needs for Shabbos, that's mutter even without an Erev Tavshilin. Rav Huna l'tame, which is something that Rav Huna already told us elsewhere, Dam Rav Huna, mi shalai anirach eruvi tavshilin, a person who did not make an Erev Tavshilin, aifin loy pasachas, still they're allowed to bake for him, meaning his family, his wife, his children, they could bake for him a loaf of bread, umevashlin loy kedera achas, they could cook for him a kedera, umadlikin loy asaner, and they could light one single candle. Mishim Rav Yitzchok amru aft saylin loy dalkatan, they're even allowed to roast an egg. That's considered the mamish, the basics that a person needs. And Tanya Mihachi, we learned in a brice like this as well, that even without an Eruv, you're allowed to do the basics. Misha lo yaniach Eruvi Tavshilin, Eifin lo'i pas achas, v'toymin lo'i k'dei ra'achas, u'madlika na'yas ha'ner, and then the brice adds, u'mechamim lo'i kitayin echad, they're allowed to heat up for him one cup of water, v'yesh ayrim aftsaylin lo'i dag katan, that they could roast for him one small fish. So that's all Rav Huna's teretz, that really the mission is discussing a case where a person did not make an Erev Tavshilin, and Afalpi came Beis Hillel held that it was Be'etza and Mutter to do a little bit of Atmana, and Rav Gamliel was Mechmer like Beis Shammai that it's Aser. Rava Amar La'ilam Shaniach, really I'll tell you that no, the Mishnah is talking about where you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. If you made an Erev Tavshilin, so then we had a Kasha, so why is Beis Shammai hold you can't do Atmana? Says the Gemara, Vashani Atmana Demukcha Milsa the Daita the Shabsak of it. Says Rava, Nafalpikin, even if you made an Erev Tavshilin, Beis Shammai is Machmer that you can't do Atmana, because that's Nikr that you're doing it for Shabbos. You're not doing Atmana to eat the food in an hour. You're doing Atmana to have the food much later, so it's Nikr you're doing it for Shabbos. Yes, Abaye, is that really true? That Beis Shammai doesn't allow Atmana even with an Erev Tavshilin? It's the first that Beis Shammai does, that he does allow it. They do allow it. Chananya said over that Beis Shammai says, Ein oifin elam kin Erev v'pas, you're not allowed to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos unless you made bread as an Erev. Vein nevashlin elam kin Erev v'tavshil. You can't cook unless you have a tavshil. Vein taimnin elam kin ha'ilei chamin t'munim Erev Yom Tov. And you can't insulate, you can't do atmanam unless you have something that was insulated as an Erev. But it's mavur, ha-hayulei chamin temunin, miha avid. But you see, first, if you had something that was insulated as your Erev, so then you are allowed to do atmana. Va'af agav de mucha milsa da daita de Shabbos kavad. Even though it's muchach, they are doing the atmana for Shabbos, still Beis Shammai's matter if you have an Erev tafshilan. So therefore, Rava is shlugged up. Elva merabaye, a different teretz, to answer up the Mishnah, that really we're talking about, kagain she'erev lezeh, v'lay erev lezeh, where he made somewhat of an Erev Tavshilin. Let's say he set up bread, and he set up a Tavshil, but he didn't set up anything that was insulated. V'chanani hiva libet de Beis Shammai. And so therefore Hananiah holds a leave with the Beis Shammai that you're not allowed to do Atmana in such a case. Beis Hillel holds that you are, because you do have an Erev Tavshil, and you have the Pas and you have the Tavshil. And Rav Gamliel was machmer like Beis Shammai not to do Atmana even in such a situation.
We said that the second chumra is that he wouldn't stand up the candelabra that fell.
Ma'ika Avid asked the Gemara, what's the issue?
We're discussing a menorah that's made in pieces, and standing it up means putting the pieces back together, the michzike bainet.
Where even though it's not mamish bainet, but it looks like bainet,
the Beis Shammai savri yesh binyan bekelim, and Beis Shammai holds that there's a problem of binyan bekelim, and mele this is going to be an issue.
Beis Hillel savri ain't binyan bekelim, vein stir bekelim.
Whereas Beis Hillel holds that by when it comes to kelim, so there's no problem of binyan v'stira, but mele this is not going to be a problem of mechzika baina.
Rabbi Gamaliel was machmer like Beis Shammai that it's mechzika baina, and therefore he would not fix the candelabra that fell.
Says the Gemara, story Ula Ikla Lebei Rabbi Yehuda.
Ula one time visited the house of Rabbi Yehuda for Yom Tif,
and kam shami zakef lesharga.
And Ula Shamish got up, and he adjusted the wick of the candle to make it that it wouldn't extinguish as quickly. It wouldn't go out as fast.
Esfir Rav Yehuda l'Ula. So Rav Yehuda saw Ula Shamish doing this. He assumed, so it must be Ula holds its mutter.
So Rav Yehuda asked Ula, how could you say that that's mutter?
But we learned, Hanaisin Shemen B'ner Chai Misham Avir.
If you add Shemen into an already lit candle, so you're Chayiv because of Mavir, because you're causing it to light for longer.
And if you take oil out of the lit candle, you're chayv for extinguishing.
So you see that even just adjusting when the candle will go out, turn off or turn on, that's also, or stay on for, that's also considered mavir and mechabe.
So how do you allow your shamish to adjust the wick?
So amerle, I don't. Lava daitai, I didn't realize that that's what he was doing. He never consulted me. It's not pshat that I hold its mutter, I just didn't realize that that's what he was doing.
Amar Rav said, Kaniva Shari.
You're allowed to trim a wick. There's like psilus on the top of the wick. It's burnt up. So you could trim the wick in order to make the fire light a little bit better on Yom Tif. That's going to be mutter.
Ba mine Abba Bar Marta me Abaye. Abba Bar Marta asked Abaye. Ma'u l'chabe yitzis aner b'nei davar acher.
Is a person allowed to extinguish a fire on Yom Tif in order to have a dark room that he could have tashmish? Is that called Tzairich Yom Tif? To turn off to extinguish the candles in such a case.
So Amar Lai, Afshir B'Bayis Acher.
So B'Bayis sort of avoided the Shiloh. He said, it's not Negea. You just go to a different room.
So he said, Ein Lai B'Bayis Acher Mai.
So what happens if a person doesn't have another room?
Okay, well, Afshir L'Asis Lai Mechitza. You could just make a Mechitza between you and the candle.
Okay, Ein Lai L'Asis Mechitza Mai.
What's the Lacha if a person doesn't have something to make a Mechitza with?
So he said back, okay, you could put a kli, take a big bowl, put it over the candle, and like that, you'll have a dark room.
Okay, well, ain't like kli mai. Well, what's the lach of a person that doesn't have a kli?
What's the lach in terms of mechabe? Are you allowed to extinguish the fire or not?
So Amar Lai Aser. So Baye finally says that no, you're not allowed to do it. That's not called a tzairich, just to make it that the room is dark. It's not even directly related to the eichel nefesh. It just makes it that now you could then have the eichel nefesh. So therefore, that's not going to be mutter.
Eisve, in fact, the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, ein mechabe es habikas kedei lachis aleha,
while you're not allowed to extinguish a piece of wood that's on fire just because you want it, because you want the wood.
Still, if you want to extinguish the wood because it's smoking up your house or your pad, so then it's mutter.
So you see, even though it's not directly related to eichel nefesh, it's also just machshiri eichel nefesh, still we say it's mutter.
Samar le'ahu Rabbi Yehudahi ki kamina ano l'rabbanon enachanami, that price is going according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda tako holds the machshiri eichel nefesh is mutter.
But the rabbanon are chaylik, and I was telling you that it's usher to extinguish the fire, b'nei davar acher, aliba de rabbanon, that's what I was telling you.
Ba'i minei abaye me rabbo, abaye asked rabbo, a similar shiloh,
ma'u l'chabes es adleika b'yom tif.
If a person's house is on fire, Rahman al-Itzlan, is he allowed to take out the fire on Yom Tif?
So now, hey chadika sakonis nefasha is like a mibayli.
Havada, if there's people's lives are in danger, so of course you could take out the fire.
Dafila b'Shabbos shari. Even on Shabbos you could extinguish the fire in such a case.
Ki kamibayli mishim iba mamun.
I'm asking if the only problem over here is just losing the house. And then a person's not going to have a place to have his Yom Tif Suda, a place to have Simchas Yom Tif. He's going to be stuck outside. So is that enough of a heter to take out the fire? Is that enough of a tzairich, or the right tzairich?
So Amar Lei. So Rabbi said back to Abaye that no, it's Aser. Eisu, we asked, Ein mechaben es habikas kedei lachas aleo, v'mishvir shol yisashin abayis ayakadei remuter.
Again, you see that if you're doing it, if you want to take out the fire so that your house shouldn't smoke up, or so that your pot shouldn't smoke up, so then we say it's mutter, even though it's not directly related to eichol nefesh.
Says the Gemara again, same terms as before. Rabbi said, Ahi Rabbi Yehudihi, ki kaminan ol rabbanon.
In a chanami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, machshir eichol nefesh is mutter, I was telling you, asr alibad rabbanon.
By mine Rav Ashi ma meimar. Rav Ashi asked the meimar, Mahu likchol es ayin biyamtev.
Is a person allowed to put on this eye medication, either an Isra of Tzeveya or Kaisev, is he allowed to put on this eye medication on Yom Tev?
So now, hey, Chadika Sakana, Kagan Riraditza, Dima, Dimasa, Vikadcha, Vikachta, any type of person has any sort of sickness, that's a Sakana, like any of these different sicknesses, Utchilas Ukhla, and it's the beginning of the sickness, where that's already a Matzav of Sakana, so that Lomi Bayli, that Filu B'Shabbos Shari. So that, of course, I'm not even asking, that even on Shabbos it's Mutter. Kikami Bayli, I want to know what about if it's the end of the sickness, where it's no longer sakana snefashes, it's not a sakana anymore. He's just doing it, he's just doing it to improve his eyes, and by doing that, he's going to make it, and now he'll have more of an appetite, he'll be able to eat more, and then that will be his refuah. So it's also like a hechsher, it's like a machshir yechon nefesh. So my, what's the lacha? And Amar Leia, Meimar said to Ravashi that it's aser.
And again, we ask from this braisa, which says that you are allowed to take out the fire to prevent it from smoking up your house. And again, a meimar sent back the same teretz that we had until now, that braisa is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that machshiri eichol nefesh is mutter, whereas this psak that I told you, that you're not allowed to put on the eye makeup, that was a libid rabbanan. A meimar shari lemikcha ina minachri b'shapsa, says the Gemara, that a meimar allowed a person to take this eye medication from a guy, that a guy should apply the medication even on Shabbos. And ikadamri, some have a different version, that a meimar gufik chal ina minachri b'shapsa. Now a meimar himself did this, he had a guy put on the eye medication.
Amar le Rav Ashi la meimar,
Rav Ashi said to meimar, my daituch, how could you be so meikle and allow that?
The Amar Ula Braid Rav Ilai, Luchayol tell me, because Ula Braid Rav Ilai said, that kol tzarchi chayla isan al yidin nachri b'shabbos,
because any tzarchi chayla, even if it's not a sakana, you're allowed to have a guy do for you on Shabbos.
V'am Rav Amnuna,
and Rav Amnuna said a similar comment, that kol davar she'im bay sakana, Aymer l'nachri v'aysa, and even a sickness which is not a sakana, you could tell a nachri to do for you on Shabbos.
Well, says Rav Ashi ta meimar, that's what you were relying on.
Hani mili eicha d'olei misayeya b'hadei.
That hinders only if you're not assisting him with the medication.
Avol marka misayeya b'hadei, v'ka amitzu pasach.
But with this eye medication, inevitably, you're going to be assisting him, because you have to be closing and opening your eye. So therefore, that's going to be asr.
So Amar le, a meimar said back to Rav Ashi,
you should know, first of all, Rav Zvid says like you. He also says that when you're being misayeya, it's more chamer and it's aser.
However, I already answered him, and I'm answering you the same answer, that I hold that misayeya is insignificant, and that's not enough to say that it's aser.
Says the Gemara, a similar psak, Ameimar shara lemikcha ina biyamtav sheni shal Rosh Hashanah.
Ameimar gave a heter also to put on this eye medication on the second day of Yom Tov, even the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which typically we say is like Kedusha Achas, and it should not be treated more lightly. He gave a heter to put on this eye medication on the second day of Rosh Hashanah.
So Amar le Rav Ashi la Meimar. So again, Rav Ashi questioned the Meimar's psak.
And he said, V'amar Rava, Rava said, that Meis b'Yom Tov Rishon Yisasku b'Yamimin. If a person dies on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, so the first day is Daraisa, we have Goyim take care of the Kfura. B'Yom Tov Sheni Yisasku b'Yisrael. On the second day of Yom Tov, that we could be more Meiko, and even a Yid can take care of the Kfura. V'afilu b'Shnei Yamim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. Even if it's the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Masha'en Kei B'Beitza. But that's not the lach when it comes to a beitza. A beitza on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we're not going to be makel about. Even a beitza shenold on the first day, it's going to be aser on the second day, because we treat it like it's one kedusha. So we were makel by a mace, because of kvod a mace. But typically, we don't give kulas to the second day of Rosh Hashanah. We treat it like a deraisa.
So Amar Leisa, Amar said back to Rav Ashi, and Achanami, you hold like that. But I'm not like Nardai severely, the Amri af Bebeitza, I hold like Nardai, who says that no, even by a Beitza, they're make on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The Maidaitach, because they claim that what's your reason to Aser? Because Dilma Ma'abri Leila Elo, because maybe they'll make Elo into a 30-day month, in which case the second day of Rosh Hashanah is really gonna be the first day. Ha'amar Rav Chinna bar Kahana, Mimais Ezer Ve'elach, Le'matzinu Elo Ma'ober. It never happened, and therefore although the system was set up like that, it never actually happened, and even Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be viewed as being Shtei Kedushais, the second day being Durabanan, and therefore we're makel about eggs, and we could be makel to put on this eye medication on the second day of Rosh Hashanah.